G'day, Luke. How are you?
Hey, Jared, how are you, man?
Very well, thanks, mate. Did you watch it last night?
I did, yeah. We watched it as a bit of a group, so some of us watched it together in our team room.
How do you feel about the inner sanctum, I guess, being filmed, and what do you hope it achieves for you?
Listen, when the cameras were there, we didn't really think too much about it. We sort of just, whether it was the training or the games, we were just focused on that at the time and sort of put the cameras in the back of our mind. And I guess it just gives a good insight to the fans and everyone else, whoever's intrigued and watching it, and just seeing what goes on behind the scenes and some of the things we go through.
Luke, does the coach, the leadership group, does anyone get to see the doco and approve it before it comes out? So if there's something there that you don't want aired, was the opportunity there to take things out?
Yeah, I think so. I think there probably are a few things we can't give away, such as our game plan or whatever. We probably don't want being aired. But, I'm not exactly sure who was the person to make that decision. But from my understanding, someone would have watched it before it would have gone to air.
Luke, obviously, being a part of it and you see it happening and unfolding around you, sometimes you might not take it all in. But did you sit back there last night and watch it and see a different side of what Michael Maguire was trying to do? Or do you just see that as what unfolded in the dressing sheds live is just what it is?
Yeah, like you said, Laurie, it is what it is, mate. We know what Magic's about, and we know his passion for us and for winning. And it showed there last night. I guess it gave a good look to other people that don't know Madge as well, that just shows how passionate he is about our team, and that was showed last night.
Bet you gave each other a bit of stick watching it back last night.
Yeah, there's a few comments thrown around last night, a few funny things to look back on, and a few of the boys gave it to each other.
Look, we see it with so many teams, and it's all sports, and I guess the Tigers probably have sat in this position for a while. That word inconsistency, you watch you boys on the weekend, and it's everything, a Tigers fan wants to see. You got that fight, you got that will to win, you're out on your feet, fatigued, but you find a way to make that tackle or pass that ball. How do we as fans, and how do you as players, how do you find the frustration of that inconsistency week to week, and what do you do on a daily basis to improve it?
Just start the training. You've just got to be consistent with training and just holding ourselves to higher standards, and we just drive that as every player. It doesn't matter what we're doing, we drive our standards, and that'll transfer into the field.
Luke, one thing that I saw last night was the belief that Michael Maguire has within the group. Can I ask how much belief you guys have as a group and trust you have in each other? And at what capacity are you playing at, if I had to say, out of 100%? Where would you say you're at, and how much improvement is left in this footy team?
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't say we're at 100%. We got some A-plus players in our team. We've had State of Origin Australian representatives in our team. Or I should say international representatives. And, they're at the top of the sport for a reason. And, like you said, we haven't been the most consistent team. But, we do believe, and I trust my teammates, and I believe my teammates to play their best every week, and leading into these next seven games, the belief will show, and we string some wins together and make our way to that top eight.
Yeah, well, you mentioned obviously the teams you got coming up. Manly next, obviously Tommy Turbo back into the team, and they're a different class with him. How important is this game for the Tigers? Like I say, great performance last week. Now to be able to go back to back against a team that's in good form when Tommy's there.
Yeah. Obviously, Tommy's back, and he's pretty influential on their side. So, we played him a couple months ago, and we tried to implement a plan to beat them, and that didn't work. So, yeah, we'll be looking to shut down Tommy and his teammates this week and, you know, give it another crack.
Yeah, you know Tommy Trbojevic pretty well, don't you, Luke? You got a sledge for him somehow to get under his skin. I mean, Latrell Mitchell came out and said he'd get under his skin more than any other. Surely you got something for Turbo.
Oh, I'll have to think of something. You know him as well, Jared. So, mate, we'll keep in communication and you let me know if you think of anything.
How is the bubble?
Yeah, mate, it's all right so far. So it hasn't been a week yet. But, you know, it's sort of just, you get it, like, as teammates, we just get around each other. And, mate, I'm smashing Netflix. I think I need another streaming service to get through.
Well, there's been some good news. I think families will be reunited this week.
Yeah, that's right. I think they're flying out up here tomorrow. I think they're staying on the Gold Coast for a couple of weeks, and then like you said, we'll be reunited with them. And I think some of us are pretty excited about it. And it'll be good. It'd be pretty tough to go without them for 4 to 8 weeks.
Luke, Adam Dewey, how much confidence does it give you and your teammates when he gets in at 5'8" and gets his hands on the ball more often?
Yeah, he's an exciting player, Dewey. He's obviously from the weekend, he showed how good he is and the potential he holds. And it is exciting. He's been one of our best players this year. And he has a lot of quality to our team. And
Luke, whether we like it or not, halfbacks are always in the spotlight. And, you know, there's no more maligned player, I don't think, in the competition than Luke Brooks. As a group, do you talk about the amount of criticism at times Luke cops, and how can you guys make it easier for him during a game and help get his confidence back up to the level it needs to be and, you know, to become the player we all know he can be?
Yeah, I feel bad for Brooks. He does cop a bit of slack, but it's not deserved. Like I said with Dewey, he's probably been one of our best players, but, you know, Brooksy's up there as well because, he's up there with probably my favourite half to play with in my career. He's an unreal defender and, set me up for a few tries along the way as well. So I've got full belief in him and so does my team. So, we know he can live up to his greatest potential and, I think we'll see it eventually.
What gives you the confidence, mate, that between now and the end of the year, you'll find your best football as a group?
Just sticking together. I think we've performed pretty well. When we go away and we stay together in hotels and, we spend a bit of time with each other and we bond and whatnot. So, we're looking to turn things around in this bubble and, hopefully this is the turning point in our season.
Mate, great to chat to you. Good luck against Manly this week.
I appreciate it, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Luke Garner there. So a reminder, Wild West, Tales from Tiger Town, a Fox Sports original production. And that first episode, which aired last night, is available to watch on demand now on Foxtel and KO.